Yes, we are commemorating a World TB Day today here at the Paul East Tuzong Center in Van der Stel Center in Chicago here in Paul. And with me, we have the MEC, that's just here, the MEC of Health in the Western Cape. That's Minister Prof. Noma French Mbombo. Ma'am, welcome to KC.
Thank you very much for having me, although it's so hot.
Oh, why?
The heat.
You brought it, what?
No, the heat. Platteland actually normally has got the heat, but today, it's worse.
No, Sunday, the 24th of March, each year we celebrate World TB Day. We commemorate that. And this year the theme is, Yes, We Can End TB. What is the Department of Health doing to support this theme?
Yeah, TB, it needs a multi-pronged approach. Whilst it is a health problem, but it's also a socio-economic problem, because you can put as many of the medical interventions, but the issue of the families and the communities also taking responsibility, plus also the civil society. For example, if you seem to have signs of TB, you might not necessarily be that sick that you can think that you need to go to the hospital. But when you are coughing, it's almost maybe 2 weeks, you are sweating, and they have loss of appetite, you are losing weight, which is the information that we normally provide, which is in some of it, you'll find it even in the taxis where we have got this. These are the symptoms, some of the symptoms that may show that you have got TB. So your responsibility is about, let me go and seek for help. And now gone are the days when you come where they will take a sputum, and then you come after 2 weeks. Now, what we call it, the universal test and treat. You get tested, and then you're given the medication immediately. The other responsibility is about, once you have the medication, it is crucial you take it throughout so that you stop the infections. You get in some instances where people are weak or one or two, and then they stop. What we know for TB is about, at least within a month, once you have taken the treatment, you will no longer be infectious and infecting the other people. So that's why that once you are diagnosed, you are being treated, take the medication until completed. And the other thing, responsibility is about, there might be other people, especially children, that are surrounding you if you are an elder staying at home. All those contacts, they also need to be checked, because what happens is about the issue of the TB among the children becomes very worse. So for us, it's about where, with our partners, the NGOs, we are able to visit these homes where we know they've been diagnosed, and see how we can be able to make sure the children are tested. But also with our partners, like in this Department of the Premier, we've got the whole call center where people get phone calls and you ask, okay, I've been diagnosed, I've been tested, and how things are.
The problem is that the people usually stop when they feel
better
and not finish the course.
Exactly. That's why I'm saying that it needs all of us to take a responsibility. We'll never be able to end TB if we only focus on what the department does. For us, is to make sure we identify in whatever way where you have got a contact in any health system, whether you are coming for a knee problem or your backache, in any facilities, you get an opportunity to be tested for the TB, because it's no longer about you use the sputum. We have got the machines, we have got the x-rays now where you could be diagnosed. And immediately, once you get diagnosed, you get, tested, you get treatment immediately. Your responsibility is to make sure you eat the treatment. But even then, we follow you up and checking on you. Are you taking a treatment? Even then, whilst we said, please make sure if there are children and other people staying with you, they need to come for checking, or will come and go and check for them, or make an appointment, especially for children. For example, for the children, they still have to have an appointment to the under 5-year-olds, where they do what we call this gastric thing, where they have to take out some of the tests from inside the stomach in order for them to be tested. So therefore, they have to go to the PAL hospital. but in some instances it's about people might even choose the, I mean, delete their numbers. They don't want to be known. There are many reasons for that. One of those could be about that they cannot take it anymore to have those pills. But whilst you are also having to take them in hungry stomach, you can understand. In some instances, but there is no evidence, there's no research, it's about probably I might get a social grant or disability grant. Therefore, if probably I prolong and then I could get some money.
I think there's also a stigma when people use these medication of the TB. They say, don't go and touch that person because he or she is like an ill. And what fascinates me also is the fact that there's now also a shift, not only for the adults, but also for the kids.
Yeah.
And we have to look out for our kids, so get them also tested.
Exactly. And as I'm saying that, with the kids under 5 years old specifically, it's difficult to test them. You cannot just test them like easier like adults. They have to go to a hospital where they have to take the test the inside of their gastric juices, because they are unable to do the sputum. Under 5 years old won't be able to do what do you call sputum? Spuch. Something like that.
Yes,
so so it's difficult for them to be able to do that. So that's why we say that every opportunity you get, go and have a TB test, especially for if now you end up having those signs. There are also other prevention, because TB can be prevented. In a congested place like in the taxis, open the windows. In a congested places like in one of the walkies where there are many of the people who are staying, make sure you open. If you could be able, if the weather is okay, maybe just stay there outside, have a liquor time outside instead of all being congested. Because in some instances, you might not have the symptoms where you say, oh, why are you coughing? Why whatever? But you ended up infecting each other.
And why is it that TB is still a problem, although there is curable, it is a curable disease? Why?
Most of the communicable diseases are like that, even with the HIV and AIDS, where you find that you've got a cure, but people don't come up. So part of the reason, specifically in the Western Cape, is an issue of the loss to follow up, which is we've tried to mitigate those problems. What does it mean? Specifically in the non-metro communities, initially it was about the seasonal workers. So people like from Brede Valley who would have completed their seasonal period in the farming communities, now they're done with their table grapes, and now they have to go to probably Impala for blueberries. I'm just making an example. And then you'll find that they'll be transferring. Some of them might have been diagnosed or not. Others will have been diagnosed, they're on treatment, and then once they get here, they don't know where to access the health services, and then they say, okay, I'll only come back maybe in August, where I'll just go to the hospital and tell them whether I go back to Brede Valley or Worcester about it. But now, when I say we've mitigated it, we have got the patient unique identifier. Normal French in Bombo in Chicago clinic will be the same whether you go in Viscus. Same number, where at least now I don't have to say anything. I'll just say I'm coming. I've been a client of probably Chicago. In the system, they can say, oh, you are on TB treatment, without undergoing the whole process where they have to restart. They say, oh, she was on treatment A, B, C, D. Let's give him the pack, give her the pack, instead of wasting all the time regarding to that.
What is the other stuff that's planning for this TB day for this month till Friday, till Sunday and onwards?
It's what we have been doing, but I think the messaging of let's end TB now, because initially I think it was about by 2030 we're supposed to have zero TB. In the other countries, continents like India, where they've put quite a lot of the interventions, and it's likely that they might end it, and so forth. For us, we are the province that had what we call the emergency response plan, because the national government said, we have got the problem of TB, and it's escalating. But remember, it's not only the respiratory TB. We have got other TBs where people might not necessarily coughing. The TB of the spine, the TB of the bones, and all those kind of things is there. But the most one that is quite so infectious, where we could be able to prevent, is the TB that we are talking about. There are also people where they might have been diagnosed of the resistant TB, meaning that each and every treatment, whether they take a treatment, they still have a TB. So that's why I always say to the people, when it's time that you come for a checkup, when on treatment, come so that they could be able to check whether your TB is responding to the treatment and so forth. So for us, that part of emergency response is about, you also have a TB dashboard. We use it, same dashboard kind of when we use during the COVID, where you could be able to see the cases of a COVID, a Ward 7, like it, across the district, across the municipality, up to the ward. Immediately, once you click there, because it's in our website, you can see, whoa, there's a whole lot of COVID. So we use that framework for the TB and the HIV, where you could be able to see in a glance, where you could be able to see, oh, there is a high TB in this area, without even going to the website to check that. There is a number, which is, I don't have it now, probably later I'll write, and then you can read it, the team will write it. It's a national number that is being used, where you can do your own self-screening about TB. You do it via the WhatsApp, also you do it via the SMS, where you can ask the questions. Immediately, they'll say, you are in the high-risk TB area, or you are likely that to be a high-risk contracting TB. Please go to XYZ. And then lastly, it's about, as I'm saying, that people used to be about, this is difficult for me to do the sputum and so forth. Now we have got the machines where people can check TB without necessary undergoing all that painful processes of trying to get a better sputum for the coughing.
Professor Nomafrench Mbombo, thanks for your time giving us this valuable information. And enjoy the day here at Paul East Tusong Center. How was the day up to now here?
I think it's important, before I do that, it's important that almost we have got more than 10 organizations that are here, the NPOs. They come together with all the tools and everything. So people who are passing by and whatever, they need to come. I think they're going to be here until 3 o'clock. They are not only testing for the TB, they are doing the whole package. You screen for your diabetes, for your hypertension, your mental health state. If you want to know more about the food, in terms of the healthy lifestyle and all those things, they are part of us. Please do come. They'll be able to assist you. And then inside the Tusong Center, there'll be some speech anyana that you're going to do. But again, we have to join the team that are there. And then from me, after this, I have to go back to the cabinet because it's a cabinet day. But thank you very much. Without civil society, without the communities, as the government, we wouldn't be able to do what we do. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Professor. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you, Alma. Okay.